Toronto Zoomer Radio, Bad Moon Rising, CCR on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Sam, and fall is now just hours away, and you can already feel the weather shift. I'm not sure if today's cooler temps actually have anything to do with the seasons changing, but I want to blame everything on fall, so I'm going to do that. My guest is Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips with his forecast for fall and maybe a few winter predictions too. Good to have you back with us, Dave.
Hey, Sam, nice to be with you.
Before we talk about the seasons, can you just give us a quick update on Hurricane Fiona? Just so many of our listeners have family from Eastern Canada, from the Atlantic provinces, and they're a little bit nervous about what's ahead.
Yeah, and they should be. I mean, this has been a very quiet hurricane season. My gosh, we're already to be on the halfway point, and we really haven't talked about hurricanes. But hey, it's just one big one can make all the difference. Fiona did a number on Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. It's right now about 8 o'clock this morning. It was about 700 kilometers southwest of Bermuda. It's about 2,000 kilometers southwest of Halifax, but it's coming. It's a very sprawling kind of storm. But what's sort of interesting, Sam, is not just the hurricane. There's a large weather system, a trough, that is going to capture Fiona and steer it into Atlantic Canada, and that's going to add some more precipitation. So it's going to be a heavy rain event. I mean, we see anywhere from a month's worth to 2 months of rain in a couple of days. It's going to start really coming, raining tomorrow and Friday night into Saturday, and will affect most of the eastern portion of Nova Scotia into the Gulf of St. Lawrence, and then into southwest Newfoundland, Labrador, before it's out to the Labrador Sea in about 4 days. But hey, a lot of rain, some strong winds, surf, rip currents, waves. It's a monster storm.
Okay, thanks for the update. And it's going to be a very watchful weekend for a lot of people who will be listening for weather updates. So we appreciate that. Okay, let's flip the switch and talk about fall, because fall arrives this evening just after 9. And there's always a little bit of, negative blowback about fall. I think it's because we're coming off summer, where it's party time and everybody's wearing their flip-flops and their short shorts. And now we have to bust out the sweaters and, the practical gear. And fall really does get a rough ride, doesn't it?
I think you're right. Absolutely. I often wonder that. You know, for most Canadians, we think we go from sweat to slush.
Yeah, we
no,
do.
No, no, no. We have the fall season. I mean, I think it's because we worry about winter. We think, oh my gosh, we're now into the hoary season, 6 months of winter. Well, no. Fall is a legitimate season. Now, hey, it may be a little shorter. Sometimes it's summer-like at the beginning and winter-like at the end. But I think for us here, Sam, it is really a gift that nature gives us with the color change season, the fact that it doesn't cost us anything, nothing, no air conditioning, no heating. It's a wonderful season. The harvest comes in. I mean, who doesn't like the fall? And my sense is, I guess people with allergies, they often think, oh, gee, I wish we'd have a frost so that we could stop the growing and then my allergies might improve, you see, or it'd be not as bad. So I think, yes, we're into the fall season, but often, September gives you a clue as to what the fall is going to be. And really, I think in a way it does. We think the fall is going to be milder than normal, warmer than normal, and all the models seem to suggest that. So everybody's going to be right or everybody's going to be wrong on this one in terms of people who tried to predict the forecast or the weather. So my sense is that we see October being absolutely gorgeous. I look at all of Canada. I don't see any cool area at all. Everything's warm. But the thing is, though, Sam, what you have to understand, I'm not talking about, muscle shirt weather. I'm talking about, say, October weather, which is about 11 degrees cooler than August. So what I call normal in August, well, normal in October would be 11 degrees cooler. So, hey, it looks like some pretty nice weather, drier too, so the color change season will be glorious. I mean, Sam, I think put it in the bank. I think it's going to be a good one, and I think it will, if people don't like fall because they know what's ahead. Well, I think the best thing about fall is it makes winter shorter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. And if we did get a little muscle shirt weather in fall, Dave, could we look forward to you wearing the muscle shirt, Dave?
No. I only throw that out just to for the younger crowd.
But, okay.
But no,
all right.
I you won't catch me. In fact, I like my outfits in fall.
Yeah.
I wear my tweed hat. I have a long sleeve shirt or a nice little jacket, and I go out and smell the air and rustle in the leaves and. My gosh, I sleep with the windows open. I mean, it is just, to me, it is it is a delightful season, and I think it's shortchanged. I mean, we need to celebrate fall.
Okay, well, you know what? I almost crossed over. I almost liked fall there for a second, so you've pretty much convinced me. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Deb, well, I'm glad I did that.
David Phillips, senior climatologist with Environment Canada. Happy first day of autumn, though not the first full day. That comes tomorrow. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Sam. Bye-bye.